to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Sunglasses After Dark was on the air regularly. I believe it went off the air at the very end of August of 2009. Ran for 3 years on KJHK 90.7 FM, student-run radio from the University of Kansas. I graduated, then did the summer semester, and it was over, and I've been taking time off. And I've decided that I terribly miss playing music and making radio shows, so in an effort to use the internet, I'm going to do this. You can expect it every week, probably Wednesday or Thursday. And once again, I'll be spinning the best in punk, garage, and rockabilly. Probably not sticking so slavishly to everything as I did when I originally did the radio show. I'll probably mix stuff up, throw in things that are a little more here and there, but generally fitting with the theme. So let's get this first show underway. Coming up in this hour or so of music, stuff from Shang-A-Lang, stuff from the Ergs. We're going to start all off with some music from Devo. This is Blockhead, Off Duty Now for the Future. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
That was The Tubes from their Double Live album. What Do You Want From Live with the song I Was a Punk Before You Were a Punk, later covered by Electric Frankenstein on the I'm Not Your Nothing EP. Before that, we had Tupelo Chain Sex with Dr. Nightcall. I picked that LP up for like $4 at the Lawrence Antique Mall, and that's about the best $4 I've spent in a long while. Before that, Wall of Voodoo did Tomorrow, the first cut off their quite famous Call of the West album, probably better known for Mexican Radio, which is the first song on side B. And we started everything off with... we started everything off with Devo doing Blockhead. All right, so what's next? I think it's time for some Dead Milkmen. How about I Walk the Thinnest Line from Beelzebubba?
I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line to light the dark sides of my mind. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line to the good and bad sides of my mind. And when I'm bad, I sit in a tree and spit on people who walk under me. When I'm good, I stay at home. I've got 29 kids all named Jerome. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line between the light and dark sides of my mind. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line. I walk the thinnest line between the good and bad sides of my mind. And when I'm sad, I go to a club, drinking a beer to fill a bathtub. When I'm glad, I make a wish, find a wife who has read my little fish.
We'll be right back.
their High Energy Plan release. That was 999. They're from England. You probably know them better for Homicide, which is the first song on that record. Every other song on that LP is absolutely fantastic and unfortunately kind of lost in the shuffle. They're kind of considered one-hit wonders, and I picked up a couple other records a few weeks ago, and they're all really good, and I'm really sorry I hadn't caught on to them sooner than I did. Before that, we had Like Bats with a track from their new EP on Traffic Street Records. The name of the song is Pop Tops, and the EP is Look on the Bright Side. You can get that at trafficstreetrecords.com. Sam North puts out quality stuff. Before that, Shang-A-Lang. I just got that in the mail. It's their debut 7-inch, Error, You Cannot Add Yourself as a Friend. The track is entitled Friends Grow Up. I am bringing them to Lawrence, Kansas on August 5th at the Replay Lounge. I highly suggest you attend, or if you're from out of town, then I definitely suggest you go see them if they come through your area, because they're about one of my favorite bands right now. Oh, and not to forget, we started off that set with the Dead Milkmen doing I Walk the Thinnest Line from Beelzebubba. So, let's see. We're going to run... It's always fun working out a show, and I'm sorry you have to listen to me do this, but whatever. It's a first podcast cliche. Every show is going to run about 12 songs, 3-4 song sets, with, you know, me yammering in between them. So, up next, from their brand new release on the Art of the Underground single series, that's volume 47, you can find it at artoftheunderground.com. This is The Besties with a cover of Cock Sparrer's Take 'Em All.
Better get back.
from the World's Lousy with Ideas Volume 7. That was Australia's Eddie Current Suppression Ring with Sometimes. Before that, you heard Piebald with You Wouldn't Be a Piece Without Your Mustache. That is the B-side to the Just a Simple Plan single. Joe Jackson had One More Time, the first track off of Look Sharp. And we started everything off with the Besties doing Take 'Em All, a Cox Barre cover from their recent release on the Art of the Underground singles series, which, by the way, best $60 a year you'll spend. I'm just saying. All right, so that wraps it up for the debut of the Sunglasses After Dark podcast. We'll be back next week with more new music. Thank you for listening, and please tell your friends. We're available online at nuthousepunks.com/blog, aka rockstarjournalist.com, or you can follow me or message me at Twitter, nuthousepunks. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.